The wall we face now is different from the others. Instead of bookshelves, this wall was crowded with framed pictures of all sizes, some in vibrant colors, others dull monochromes. I searched for some logic, some binding motif the collection had in common, but I found nothing in my hasty examination. Edward pulled me toward the far left side, standing me in front of a small square oil painting in a plain wooden frame. This one did not stand out among the bigger and brighter pieces. Painted in varying tones of sepia, it depicted a miniature city full of steeply slanted roofs, with thin spires atop a few scattered towers. A wide river filled the foreground, crossed by a bridge covered with structures that looked like tiny cathedrals. "London in the 1650s, Edward said. "The London of my youth," Carlyle added, from a few feet behind us. I flinched. I hadn't heard him approach. Edward squeezed my hand. "Will you tell the story?" Edward asked. I twisted a little to see Carlyle's reaction. He met my glance and smiled. "I would," he replied, "but I'm actually running a bit late. The hospital called this morning. Dr. Snow is taking a sick day. Besides, you know the stories as well as I do," he added, grinning at Edward now. It was a strange combination to absorb. The everyday concerns of the town doctor stuck in the middle of a discussion of his early days in 17th century London.